Happy Advent. I'm Father David Frank. O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us with an outstretched arm. The Old Catholic Encyclopedia, published in English over a century ago, says about the name Adonai, "No other name applied to God is more definite and more easily understood than this." I would say for us reading this about 110 years later, I'm not sure if that's true. I think fewer people nowadays understand what it means to call God Lord, for example. It just sort of becomes another word we use for Jesus, like Messiah or Christ, like a nickname. It's like when you ask a bunch of kids, "I wonder what Jesus' last name was," and they answer, "Christ," right? Jesus Christ. Actually, his last name would have been Bar Yosef or Ben Yosef, son of Joseph. Christ is from the Greek word meaning the anointed one, just like Messiah is from the Hebrew word meaning the anointed one. So Messiah and Christ actually mean the same thing, anointed one, just from two different languages, Hebrew and Greek. And the word Lord also has a meaning. The word Adon is used in scripture for other people besides God too. So what does it mean when we call God Lord? Lord means the person who is in charge of you, in authority over you. It means El Jefe, the boss. Yesterday, we were reflecting upon God coming among us as the wisdom of God. Now we reflect on his coming as the Lord, our master, our ruler. And not just our ruler, but also our leader, as the antiphon says in Latin, "O Adonai et Dux Domus Israel." O Lord and leader of the house of Israel. God is the master and leader of our house. Where does he lead us? Out of our slavery to sin. How does he rule us? With laws that don't oppress us, but actually set us free. Right? Leading us, like I said, out of that slavery to sin. When we live according to God's law, we find in our souls that we are set free. Any Catholic who once felt trapped in a certain sin at any point in their life can tell you about the amazing freedom that resulted when they cooperated with God's grace to cut that sin out of their life. God's law sets us free. Therefore, we follow it. And we follow God as our leader. But we cannot follow someone that we have not met. And so God revealed himself. He appeared and spoke to Moses in the burning bush. He spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai and gave him the law. And in the fullness of time, God became man. The Son of God took to himself a human nature. Jesus was born so we could be his disciples, his followers. Our Lord, our Master, our Ruler, our Adonai, is Lord of the universe. And yet, he became little. So we might approach him and know that his rule is one of love. I remember last year when a little boy here at church said, "Come with me, Father David," and just took off running. And his parents and I followed this boy all around church campus, trying to keep up with the three-year-old energy. That's the leader we have in the child Jesus, who says to us, "Come with me. I will lead you beside restful waters. I will restore your soul. I will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death, and you need fear no evil, for I am with you." The prophet Isaiah spoke of this, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." That little child is the ruler of the universe. All the powers of darkness tremble before his goodness and light. Let his humility and littleness overturn everything you thought it meant to be a master and a ruler. As St. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant," or some places it's translated, "of a slave. Being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord, is Adonai. Make him the Lord of your house. Make him the Lord of your life. No more compromises with sin. Our infant leader has given us a law that will set us free. Come and redeem us, divine child Jesus. Stretch forth your little hand from the manger, the mighty arm of God, to save us. May the rest of your Advent be filled with God's grace. Adonai, the Lord, our ruler and leader, is near.